Test.
Check this out.
Ranger.
Autonomous Action Radio, a multimedia radio show, a website, an idea, a suggestion, an action plan. Because it's up to us now.
This communique will most likely be marked and destroyed shortly after it is discovered. Listen on at your own risk.
By the way, if anyone here is in advertising or marketing, kill yourself. Thank you. Just a little thought. I'm just trying to plant seeds. Maybe one day they'll take root. I don't know. You try. You do what you can. Kill yourselves. Seriously, though, if you are, do. No, really. There's no rationalization for what you do, and you are Satan's little helpers. Okay? Kill yourself. Seriously. You're the ruiner of all things good. Seriously. No, this is not a joke. It's going to be a joke coming. There's no fucking joke coming. You are Satan's spawn, filling the world with bile and garbage. You are fucked and you are fucking us. Kill yourself. It's the only way to save your fucking soul. Kill yourself. Plant seeds. I know all the marketing people are going, he's doing a joke. There's no joke here whatsoever. Suck a tailpipe, fucking hang yourself, borrow a gun from a Yank friend. I don't care how you do it. Rid the world of your evil fucking machinations. Whatever, you know what I mean. I know what all the marketing people are thinking right now, too. Oh, you know what Bill's doing? He's going for that anti-marketing dollar. That's a good market. He's very smart. Oh, man, I am not doing that, you fucking evil scumbags. Oh, you know what Bill's doing now? He's going for the righteous indignation dollar. That's a big dollar. A lot of people are feeling that indignation. We've done research. Huge market. He's doing a good thing. God damn it, I'm not doing that, you scumbags. Quit putting a goddamn dollar sign on every fucking thing on this planet. Ooh, the anger dollar. Huge. Huge in times of recession. Giant market. Bill's very bright to do that. God, I'm just caught in a fucking web. Ooh, the trapped dollar. Big dollar. Huge dollar. Good market. Look at our research. We see that many people feel trapped. If we play to them and separate them into the trapped dollar, how do you live like that? I bet you sleep like fucking babies at night, don't you? What'd you do tonight, honey? Oh, we made arsenic childhood food now. Good night. Yeah, we just said, you know, is your baby really too loud? You know. Yeah, the mums will love it, yeah. Sleep like fucking children, don't you? This is your world, isn't it?
We ain't going anywhere. Active. Every little bit counts. Every little bit counts.
Everywhere.
Planning. Keep it in the news, keep it a hot issue, and get up there and bite the bullet.
Feed it, fan it, throw it. We are everywhere. Everywhere.
Power and expose what the government is allowing to happen here.
Good afternoon. You're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. Welcome to the Anarchy Show. My name is Linda, and I'm joined today in the studio by Kimbo.
That is true. I'm here.
Fantastic. Great to have you in the studio for today's show, which is very exciting. I rode 20 kilometers yesterday, last night. I'm pumped, and I've been doing positive. My friend Jandy has been all about positive things, and although, like, I guess what we're talking about may not always be seen as positive, but the positive thing is that we're talking about it, we're getting the word out, and we're fueling resistance.
True.
Yes.
We could be mooching around on the couch watching TV.
That's right. There's a postcard outside about what do mates do when they get stoned.
Oh, what do they do?
They sit around and they think about playing in a band.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So, at least...
It's conceptual.
Conceptual.
Conceptual art. It's not to be underrated.
No. Sounds like a good thing. Coming up on today's show... I'm going to be talking about the G20 that's coming up. Of course, in the past little while, we've been talking about previous G20s, the G20 in Vancouver, in Pittsburgh, and in London. And the actual G20 hasn't actually been around for a long time, so I think the one in Melbourne's the only one extra that we haven't covered, which I want to talk to someone about and cover because it was in Australia. Before the G20 was the G8, and there were mass protests in Europe about the G8, and in Italy a young man was killed at the G8, and a friend of mine was there and said it was telling me about it, and it all sounded very intense what was going on there. And there was also, apart from that fatality, there was a lot of police violence happening there as well. And that's another thing I want to talk about today, is violence, because there's been all this stuff linking anarchy and violence and the protests at the G20, and we need to think about where the violence actually comes from. And generally the violence in society is top down, and the whole society is based on violence. So we're going to hear a bit from NCIV, the film by Franklin Lopez, which I helped with the tour of Australia a few years ago, and it's by Derek Jensen. Who that brings us to another topic about transgender justice. And I went to the memorial on Friday for Mayong, the woman, the Indonesian trans woman who was murdered in Tenerife, and there was this beautiful memorial for her on Friday afternoon in New Farm Park. It's 15 minutes after 12 o'clock. We heard, first of all, from Bill Hicks with his brilliant rant on marketing, and then from Non-Bussy Posse and Planet. I'm going to play a song now. I've got a whole lot of songs about Palestine, which also links into the G20, because there's this global cafe thing and they've got a speaker who's from Israel and is a Zionist. You're on 4ZZZ. This one is called Free Palestine by Genocide.
Gaza.
Genocide. Free Palestine. Free Palestine.
You know, Hamas, if you look at the history, you'll find out that Hamas was encouraged and really started by Israel, because they wanted Hamas to counteract Yasser Arafat. Then we have election, then Hamas becomes dominant, so we have to kill him. You know, it just doesn't make sense.
Revolution, free the oppressed, and put the real criminals under arrest. From the north to the south, east to the west, put your fist up, time for protest. Free Palestine from the Zionist blitz. No war, it's a massacre, they murdering kids. Superpowers talk shit with their hands in their pockets, while Israel keep dropping prosperous rockets. But genocide, Hamas, they beat the blame, cause they fight for the freedom of their people and domain. All we see is terrorism, an excuse for the slain. So I say, motherfuck what your TV proclaim. Over 1,000 murder civilians, but all that you hear is that they murder some militants. Obama, don't speak, give your guns to billions. We know that your cats don't support the Palestinians. Come on now, everybody make a difference. This ain't a military war, they kill infants. No benevolence, no defense. Free Palestine from what the world commenced. Come on now, everybody make a difference. This ain't a military war, they kill infants. No benevolence, no defense. Free Palestine from what the world commenced. Middle East, rise up.
We need to rebel. Our own greed is being killed by the infidel. Living life in a cage, the war like a cell. And you question the rage, hate for Israel. Let's take it back to a well-known fact. When you encouraged Hamas to rise against Arafat, radicalize a group to attack. And now you wanna wipe out a group that you backed. Why don't you speak about that on the news? And the people can decide which side they wanna choose. But the media's control, and they mold all your views. And they won't accuse the Jews of human rights abuse. In 48 they made a forced nation. The plantation began evacuation. For Palestine we have an obligation to do what we can to end the occupation. Come on now, everybody make a difference. This ain't a military war, they kill infants. No benevolence, no defense. Free Palestine from what the world commenced. Come on now, everybody make a difference. This ain't a military war, they kill infants. No benevolence, no defense. Free Palestine from what the world commenced.
Gaza, a city under siege from Israeli forces. In Gaza, over 1 million Palestinians live under the gun, and most of the guns are Israeli. The danger we were in didn't come from the Palestinians. Israel has turned Gaza into a battlefield.
Come on now, everybody make a difference. This ain't a military war, they kill infants. No benevolence, no defense. Free Palestine from what the world commenced. Come on now, everybody make a difference. This ain't a military war, they kill infants. No benevolence, no defense. Free Palestine from what the world commenced.
The weapons being used to kill so many Palestinians are American weapons.
هويتنا الكوفية.
y'all think it's a trend, a fashion statement. Disgustingly, I spit on the pavement. It's basic. Y'all know I bang for my flag. My bandana ain't no rag. The keffiyeh ain't no scarf. It's a part of the movement. The symbolism is resistance. No coincidence that you can see the RBG in it. Cable beneath the bandera. Ain't it beautiful? I say it in Spanish. It's solidarity. The feelings is mutual. Meanwhile, hi, that's M1 in Arabic. I'm pro-Falastini, does that make me a terrorist? You can catch me in Gaza, in Haifa or Ramallah, but I'm still just Mutulu Olubala. So when I rep the Shaja, we rhyme with our middle fingers up to the Zionists, cause we don't give a fuck, it's justice. So tie that thing around your head and ride, wave it in the air and let me know what side you on. Uhuru, yeah. The kafir is Arab. Yeah, it's M1. Solidarity, feel me, Shaja. Dude, from the ghetto to Gaza, I keep it RBG up. Yeah, bang for my flag.
You just heard two songs about Palestine. The first one was called Genocide. Sorry, it was by Genocide, and it was called Free Palestine. And the song you just heard there was Shadia Mansour featuring M1 from Dead Prez, and that song was about the kufiyeh, the kafiyeh, the kind of scarf thing. And the song's title means that something about the kafiyeh is, it's not just a scarf, it's a statement. I'm going to mention now that Lukanikos, the riot dog in Greece, has passed away. The valiant dog who faced down Greek riot police during the height of the Euro crisis has died, and he had retired in 2012, and he had suffered from all the tear gas and everything else that comes with facing off police in riots. And he swapped riot shields and tear gas for a gentler life with an Athens family who offered all the care, love, food and vaccinations a dog could need. And Lukanikos actually means sausage. I looked it up. So it's actually, people use the term riot dog for any stray dogs, because dogs hate police. You know that, Kimbo. Your dog doesn't like the police.
My dog doesn't like fluorescence, so he's more against the council than he is against the police.
Uh-oh.
But anyone who comes near the car, so generally if he's in the car and I'm getting breath tested, which happens quite often, he will start barking.
Yes. So Lukanikos means sausage, and he sadly passed away after having a quiet life in retirement. And I just also wanted to mention, because I'm talking about dogs and stray dogs, a woman in Brisbane who was involved in the animal welfare, animal rights issue in Brisbane, and who actually came in on this show once before, Eileen McLean. She was involved in, she came in to talk about rescuing animals, and sadly she passed away over the weekend. She was a friend to many, and many people are very sad about this. And I just wanted to mention, because she was a lovely person and a person who really stuck up for animals, wanted to mention it. Also, she had a stone coming her way, which was a prize from Radiothon, which was being donated to her by Nigel and Emma, who won this prize from Curly Whirly Crystals. So unfortunately, she won't be around to wear that, but I hope that Emma, who's also been sick this year and is also involved with animal rights, I hope that she wears the crystal from Curly Whirly Crystals.
Lots of folks are revolting. They've had enough of this shit. The rich are getting richer. They're saying that's it. But with Luke, it's different, that's clear. As he emerges from the fog, Let's hear it for Lukanikos, the riot dog. It's a fight between people, but he is no pawn. He knows exactly which side he's on. In the machine of capital, he is no cog. Let's hear it for Lukanikos, the riot dog. He barks at the cops, and he has no fear. He stands his ground when the batons are near. He's got a fan page on Facebook, but he's got no time for a blog. Let's hear it for Lukanikos, the riot dog. Comes towards him, he kicks it back at Fuzz. No, he acts a bit different than a normal dog does. No time to lie in the sun or go swim in the bog. Let's hear it for Lukanikos, the riot dog. Let's hear it for Lukanikos, the
for every time a child cries, every time a soldier dies. Don't it make you wonder why? Don't it make you wonder? Don't it make you wonder? All he sees is destruction, mud huts covered in bullet holes from the gunshots, holes in the ground from where the bombs drop. The soldier stood there beside himself. That's when he heard the cries for help. Then a young child came running out in front of him, bawling, while the other soldiers put their guns to him. The soldier can't ignore the calling. Sir, can you help? My grandfather's hurt, he ain't well, he hasn't moved in weeks. He's too ill to work, there's no food to eat. His body ain't what it used to be. He used to be a farmer every day, work harder to get food for me. And to your friends, we're in a land that we used to see. There ain't no payback. My mother and my father got taken from the house and never came back. Please tell me they're in safe hands. The soldier looked in his eyes, there's nothing he can say back. The child then said, my grandfather was a great man. Told me we had brothers, but he believed you could change that. So we don't need to panic. Even taught me how to speak your language. When your plane blew up at school, I know you see the damage. I'm a child, not a fool, don't mean to be erratic. But take my hand, come inside my house. That's my grandfather lying down. The soldier's paralyzed, eyes wide, mortified, motionless. Cause what he had just seen got him close to tears. Made him wonder why he's even over here. His grandfather was dead, he'd been decaying for a while. He turned to walk away with nothing to say to the child. Screams, please don't leave. And you gonna put my grandfather in his feet? Give him the medicine he needs and I'll let go of your sleep. He said you come in peace, but you've done nothing for me. The boy screams, please don't leave. Ain't you gonna put my grandfather in his feet? Give him the medicine he needs and I'll let go of your sleep. He said you come in peace, but you've done nothing for me. Back at base, him and a team of three marines get into the jeep. Head east, they've been sent into the streets to keep the peace, staying close to the radio, waiting for the sergeant's orders. He say away they go. Lord knows the feeling in their gut, sitting in that truck covered in dust, the sun's coming up. The sergeant tells them keep the streets, so they leave the jeep. You hear the rubble crush beneath their feet on foot now. Looks round, all he sees, the same destruction, same mud hut, same bullet holes, same gunshots, same holes in the ground from where the bombs drop. He's still beside himself, but this time he reminds himself of the last time he kissed his mother by. Listen to her cry as she cling onto his arm, playing bastards apart to fly him out to a rock. She in hysterics begging him to stay around, but he can't. He say, I'll bury you more. She hugs him like it was his last. He snaps out of the flashback and everything seems clear. This ain't my war, I shouldn't even be here. What's his force for? A bullet led him to rest, when will it end? But soldier's purpose in life is to fight. Anytime he could die, that's what's running through his mind. Blue's tied too tight and the gun is by his side. Had to kiss his mother by that night. and listen to her cry. In these days, who's benefiting when there's people dead? They speak of terrorism, but I don't see no threat. What I see is innocent sisters and brothers dying. What's the reason? Don't it make you wonder why?
Nos dices que debemos sentarnos, pero las ideas solo pueden levantarnos. Caminar, recorrer, no rendirse ni retroceder. Ver, aprender como esponja absorbe. Nadie sobre todos, faltan todos, suman todos. Para todos, todo para nosotros. Soñamos en grande que se caiga el imperio. Lo gritamos alto, no queda más remedio. Esto no es utopía, es alegre rebeldía. Del baile de los que sobran, de la danza tuya y mía. Levantarnos para decir ya vas. África ni América Latina se suba. Un barro con casco, con lápiz a patear el fiasco. Provocar un social terremoto en escuchar. Cielo, vamos. Caballito blanco, vuelve pa' tu pueblo. No te tenemos miedo, tenemos vida y fuego. Fuego en nuestras manos, fuego en nuestros ojos. Tenemos tanta vida y esta fuerza color rojo. La niña María no quiere tu castigo. Se va a liberar con el suelo palestino. Somos africanos, latinoamericanos. Somos este sur y juntamos nuestras manos. Todos los callados.
You just heard from Anna Tuix and Somos Sir featuring Shadia Mansour, who's another hip-hop artist from Palestine. And I found all these artists on an electronic intifada story, and I played them on Friday night on Outlaws Radio too. So if you head to the Outlaws Radio page, you can find more information about them there. I'll try and get that onto the Anarchy Show page as well. And before that, you heard David Rovix with Riot Dog and Mike Righteous, Don't Make You Wonder. I want to talk now about the violence that has been mention in the news that can be apparently expected when the G20 is here, when actually the main perpetrators of violence will be the ones who are being protected by the police and who are making the big decisions behind the closed doors at the G20. Everyone's talking about Vladimir Putin and shocked that he's allowed to come to Australia because he's a war criminal and blah, blah, blah. But what about Barack Obama and David Cameron, I think the leader in England? And if he still is, I'm pretty sure he still is. Is he Kimbo?
I don't know.
We're right up on our politics here. Well, we're anarchists. We don't really care about, you know, like, we care a lot about politics. But, you know, it's all the same to us. They're both different sides of the same coin. Which reminds me about the Labour Party and their shocking lack of opposition in Australia. Anyway, I'm going to play Premise 3 from EndCiv, and this is about violence and where the violence is in society.
I gave a talk in Oregon a couple years ago, and this guy afterwards said, you know, you talk a lot about this culture being based on violence, but I don't see it. You know, I'm not violent. And I said, okay, first off, where's your shirt made? And he looked, and it was made in Bangladesh. It's like, look, do we even need to talk about that?
He's fucking faking he's dead.
Yeah, he's breathing.
He's faking he's fucking dead.
Our way of living, industrial civilization, is based on, requires, and will collapse very quickly without persistent and widespread violence.
Arcing upwards into the depth of a large explosion. Wow.
I'll just take a couple eggs. How many do you want?
Two
is good. Okay. And then what next?
Some ham.
Great.
Tomato.
Okay, how about that?
Okay, some onion.
Ooh,
and cheese.
Everything then, right?
Okay,
you want everything? Okay. I understand. Okay, we'll just pop this on. Now watch. I'm chopping the ham and veggies, grating the cheese, and whipping the eggs all in 3 seconds. The machine that just made those smoothies for Berman and Fred will make an omelet.
There's not much time left to get this beautiful pulse diamond necklace, less than 50 seconds. Joanne?
Absolutely, John. You're going to want to give us a call to get this beautiful Hope Diamond necklace. This is a 45.52 carat diamond surrounded by 16 white diamonds. It has a platinum chain bearing 46 more diamonds.
These are 12 4-ounce Southern barbecue chicken breasts. These Stuffin' Gourmet Farm Fresh Chicken Breasts come from the barnyard to your backyard. They're wonderfully marinated and guaranteed to be tender, juicy, and downright delicious.
Fine-tune those measurements. We keep them on file. They're saved there on our computer. Go back into the section where you reorder and fine-tune those measurements for us. And then we'll have a chance to send you another pair of customized jeans that we really believe are going to fit perfectly.
So we're going to do a countdown, starting from 5. Everybody got to help me out here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, oh! It worked!
Second, I said, okay, do you pay rent? He's like, yeah. And I said, why? And he said, because I don't own. And I said, no, what would happen if you didn't pay rent? He said, well, the sheriff would come and evict me. I said, I don't know what that means. What would happen? He said, well, the sheriff would come, and he would knock on the door. I said, okay, great. What happens if you open the door, and you say, hey, I'm just finishing up making dinner. You want some? And so the sheriff sits down. You feed him. You don't poison him. And then after dinner, you say, well, you know, you've been somewhat pleasant company, but not all that pleasant, so I would like for you to leave my home now. What would happen? He said, well, the sheriff would pull out his gun, and he'd say, I'm here to evict you because you didn't pay rent. I said, ah, so the reason you pay rent is because if you don't, some guy with a gun is going to come and take you away.
He said, I think I get it. I said, let's try again.
What happens if you're hungry? So you go to the grocery store and you start eating. What's going to happen? So we're going to call the sheriff. I said, yeah, it's the same guy who's going to come with a gun and take you away. He's a real asshole, isn't he? So one of the reasons we don't see a lot of the violence is because it's exported. And another reason we don't see a lot of the violence is because we've been so metabolized into the system that we bought into this strange notion that it's okay to have to pay to exist on the planet. That's really, really weird. And if you don't pay, then some guy with a gun is going to come and bad things are going to happen to you.
I'm going to play something I found last night when I was looking in the archives of my computer, and it's an announcement to make people enthused about going to a protest against the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, who are very closely tied to the G20, and members of the IMF will be in Brisbane when the G20 is on. And after that, I'm going to play a song by Johann Blister Kimbo brought in. It's called Congratulations Seattle, which was a major turning point or a major event in the anti-globalization movement in Seattle in 1999.
April 16th, 2000, 11 years ago. Over 20,000 people laid siege to the spring meetings, the IMF and the World Bank, in the aftermath of the stunning victory over the World Trade Organization in Seattle. April 16th, 2011, 1 week from now as this is being made, we will protest the IMF and World Bank spring meetings again. The IMF and World Bank got a new lease on life from the Great Recession. They're trying to turn the whole world into Walmart, and we're not going to let them get away with it. Housing and convergence space will be at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church at 1525 Newton Street off 16th Street. Housing, convergence, and all other event and organizational spaces are completely alcohol and drug free. Respect the spaces and each other, please. We are committed to feeding everyone who comes out for the mobilization. Info on specific meal times will be announced soon. We will have trained legal observers at every protest as well as a legal support hotline. That number will be released in a few days. A ride board has been posted at www.imfresistance.org. Repeat, www.imfresistance.org.
Many stand against us, but they will now win.
Coming in a DuPont
we
circle
said itself. We would return, and here we are again. To bring them all destruction.
Autonomous Action Radio for Triple Z's Anarchy Show.
I want you.
Despite the best efforts of your own employees. Thanks to your vigilance, bravery, and spirit, the WTO, Bill Gates, big business, and the politicians who do their bidding have learned that the citizens of this city still value the principles of democracy and won't tolerate the secretive pillaging of the planet by an elite group of arrogant billionaires. You are
ought to be proud of yourselves, for not only did you disrupt the business of the WTO on this particular junket of theirs, but with all the publicity that has been broadcast around the world, no city will be eager to host one of their totalitarian covens again. While the media and the mayor have tried to convince you that you ought to be grateful to the police for having the decency not to kill you, remember that it is you that have shown the remarkable restraint while being tear gassed, pepper sprayed, clubbed, shot with rubber bullets, and kicked in the groin. Had the police suffered any of these abuses from even a single civilian, they would surely have retaliated in a most brutal and bloody manner upon us all. So remember during this most joyous holiday season that we still have the power, and we will keep it as long as we never lose the courage to exercise it.
Simple. If people don't get it, better hit them with a dimple. popular to shake the world of the corporate fetters. Starbucks windows really smashed. Nike Town, it sure got trashed. This was a random looting, it was pointed attacks on corporate targets, cause they gotta step back.
And that song was called Congratulations Seattle by Johann Blister, and I hope that has inspired you for the up-and-coming G20 in Brisbane. And if you head to the BrizCan Facebook page and website, then you can find information about road closures and also the protests that are going on. I was saying to Kimbo that there's a lot of rallying and marching going on during the G20 and before the G20, which I hope there's some, also part of that, some autonomous action and some hijinks to let the world know that Brisbane does not stand with the G20. There's a few things I want to mention before we go. The Kurdish resistance, we've been mentioning Kobani in previous weeks, and there's an update which was about an hour ago, probably maybe 2 hours ago. It's the 28th night of resistance heading towards the 29th morning, and the YPG and the YPJ and Kobani still stand against all odds. The dates are important because it's come the 15th of October. It will be exactly 1 month since the assault on Kobani began. Furthermore, the 15th is also the cutoff date that Abdullah Öcalan gave for Turkey to stop meddling. When it passes, the PKK will restart their war with Turkey, and they will restart a rage they haven't felt in over two decades. It's not going to be pretty. And that continues on a Facebook page called Kurdish Resistance and Liberation. And basically the Kurdish are a stateless people who are trying to maintain an autonomous region in Syria and Turkey, around Syria, Turkey and Iraq. And there's a good article by David Graeber about the history of the autonomous movement there, because it's actually quite a good experiment in autonomous organizing. And it also reminds him of the Spanish Civil War and the anarchist involvement in autonomous regions in Spain. Also, something to mention is Ebola. And there's an article about the epitome of anti-blackness and the white savior industrial complex, Black Lives Don't Matter. So that's something to think about when you're thinking about Ebola, the white savior industrial complex. And that article's on Global Research. The G20 is coming up, as I keep mentioning, but there's also cultural celebrations, and they're trying to encourage you to forget politics and party during the G20. But I think you can do both. Although there's been some discussion about local artists taking on the money from the G20 to be part of the cultural celebrations, and some people are boycotting it. And Six Foot Hick actually pulled out of their show, which was part of the G20 cultural celebrations, because they don't want to take the G20 blood money. It's an interesting discussion. I suggested to Adam that it would be a good discussion for Tweetback Radio. But there's one thing for sure, is that the policies of the G20 do not benefit artists. So while some artists benefiting from taking the money for the celebrations, overall artists will be worse off because of the policies of the G20. And finally, before we go, there's a talk coming up at the Brisbane Square Library on Thursday the 14th of October. Hang on, I thought today was the 13th. How could it be Thursday the 14th of October if today's Monday?
Isn't it the 12th?
Am I confused about what day it is? Anyway, so you can find out more. It's held by the Caxton Legal Service. So go on to the Caxton Legal Service website. Time was built for slaves, so that's why I try and not be too concerned about the dates and the times. So the Caxton Legal Service website, caxton.org.au, but that actually might be tomorrow, the 14th of October. Going to leave you with a song by Insurge, and this is Political Prisoners.
They're protecting the profits of the pharmaceutical and tobacco.